Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. On this Valentine's Day, I want to talk about one word, and that is whatever. Have you heard that word where maybe a friend, a spouse, a child, or somebody, you were in this conversation with them and they said something like, whatever. And you know, you think about that, and really that whatever is the kind of thing that just, I mean, it feels like a slap across the face. It's like, you know, what we're talking about, yeah, whatever. But there is a whatever in the scripture that speaks specifically to love. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 has to say. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Now, to commit to the Lord requires that we have a love for the Lord. We have this willingness, desire, and this desire that in every area of life to trust God, to obey Him in whatever He says, and then to submit to His will and His way in whatever He sends. I mean, we are challenged to do this in every part of our life, including our love life, in whatever you do, in our leadership, in our love, in our life, across the entire spectrum, including work, our intellect, our inner thought life, our imagination, our relationships, our health. And you know what? It's also how we treat our body. It's about our marriage and romantic relationships. It's about money, possessions, and assets. It's relationships we have to His church and to other believers. It's emotional. It's personal identity. To commit to the Lord whatever you do is to deliberately go through each of those areas and list what trusting or obeying and submitting to God would require. Then ask God for His help to implement the list. It's different than saying, Lord, this is what I'm doing and these are my plans. Would you bless them? It is more, God, I see what you are doing and I want to chase after that. And as I do, would you help me chase after you more? You see, it really is kind of a horse before the carriage or a carriage before the horse thing. The second part of this phrase, though, says that if we commit our lives to Him, remembering that committing includes acting on and obeying, that if we commit our lives to Him, He will take care of our plans. So as the rest of the Bible goes into great deal to show us, that doesn't mean that He gives us whatever we want, but rather the wise, the people seeking after God, can accept that even if our human plans are subverted, we can recognize an even deeper plan at work in our lives, namely the all-wise and the goodwill of God the Father. The question is, have any of us kind of systematically committed whatever we do to the Lord, the whatever in our life? I struggle with this so much because I like to plan. I like to plan my days. I like to plan my task list. I like to plan everything. And I hate it when my plan gets out of sorts, because when it does, then I let it just get me completely out of sorts. I've had times where I've had the perfect day laid out and everything was going to happen, and then in the middle of that, it's just like, wham, I just got slammed and didn't see it coming. And you know, my emotions can run wild. But when I have chosen to commit that plan to the Lord, and that plan started with chasing after the Lord, well, then everything gets into its proper context. Join me in this prayer today. God, even though I don't understand everything you tell me in your scriptures, I want to obey it. Even though I don't fully understand everything that you've sent into my life, I want to accept and I will accept your plan, and I will learn from it. I will grow in wisdom. What I just said, Lord, is such an enormous commitment, and at times it frightens me, the willingness to submit my will and my way to yours. But God, strengthen me to find my all in you and you alone. Amen. Friend, listen, thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I pray your whatever today is really a good version of whatever. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.